These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the very latest on Newcastle hoping to return to training after it emerged this week that the match against Aston Villa in the Premier League on Friday has been postponed. Newcastle are awaiting results of the latest round of COVID-19 tests as they look to return to training following the postponement of the match against Villa. The Magpies were due to be at Villa Park on Friday but were granted permission to reschedule the fixture on Tuesday after requesting a delay following a significant rise in positive cases within the training camp. Players and staff who were tested on Sunday have since undergone another round of checks. The results will be used then to determine the way forward in discussions between Newcastle, the club, the Premier League and Public Health England. The club's Darsley Park training headquarters, which were closed as a result of the outbreak in infections, still remain shut. Medics are working to identify the source of the outbreak, with the return of squad members to Tyneside following last month's international break understood to be a focus. Players have been given personal training programmes in the meantime as they find themselves self-isolating and working from home once again, and head coach Steve Bruce is unable to begin planning for next Saturday's clash with West Brom, which at the minute is scheduled for St James's Park with a 3 p.m. kick-off a week on Saturday. The Villa game was the first Premier League match this season to be postponed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Other clubs have been hit with positive tests, although maybe not in such high numbers at the same time that Newcastle have had. The Magpies have not identified those players affected nor confirmed the number of cases amid speculation that the outbreak may have reached double figures. Away from the from that news, and news on the transfer front, Newcastle remain interested in Manchester United fullback Brandon Williams. The 20-year-old England under-21 left-back may well be made available for a loan in January, and Newcastle are thought to be at the front of several Premier League clubs who would be keen to sign him. That's all for now. We'll have more later.